I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, and John's very kindly brought in a couple of photos of Jack Hobbs, who worked at Fielding and Platt. John, can you just tell us what Jack Hobbs did and what the occasion of these photos is, please?
Well, Jack was in charge of the acceptance engineers. He'd been obviously in the past a fitter himself, and anyway, he was eventually put in charge of the guys who did all the responsible for all the assembly work of the presses, well, anywhere in the world. So Jack was quite a travelled gentleman. On this occasion, he's being presented with what looks like a tea set by the very handsome company secretary, Mr. Jack Baker. I can't remember exactly when this was. It was quite some while back. I'm guessing probably sometime during the 80s. But that I'm not quite sure about. But of course, Jack can be remembered. He's no longer with us, but he will be remembered by helping to bring the oil engine back into the docks and overhauling it, and with a couple of assistants, and getting it back into working order.
And Jack Baker, who was the company secretary, who also appears in this photograph presenting the silver tea set to Jack Hobbs, what was his role?
Well, he was company secretary, so he was anything that went on with accounts and anything to do with money, I suppose. You could say that Jack was the man responsible.
And we were remarking earlier, before we started recording, that this photo looks like it must have been taken in a drawing office, because in front of Jack Hobbs's right arm, it would be, looks like a drawing board, and behind him as well.
Well, it certainly is, but I just, with that limited bit of information there, I can't say where it was. Some of those drawing boards, there were a few scattered around in various offices. So it just could have been anywhere. I just can't place it.
And then moving on to the second photo, it's a group photo, and it's again on the occasion of Jack Hobbs's retirement. Who are the people that are in this photo here, John? Can you name them for us from left to right, please?
Yeah, I think left to right, I think there's Frank Bullock. He eventually took over Jack's job in charge of the outside workers. And then there's Jeff Niblett. I think he was an ex-fitter, but he was more or less company premises bound. And I think he did a lot of liaison between the guys at site and people back in Gloucester. And in the centre, there's Jack. It looks like he's holding a soda water siphon. Next to him is John Little, who was also an acceptance engineer. The lady there, I just cannot place her. I've thought long and hard, but I just can't place her. I'm sure someone will be able to. And next is Bill Wagner, another acceptance engineer, and on the other end, Alfie Russell, who was also an acceptance engineer. So I'd imagine the soda water siphon was a gift from his immediate colleagues.
And this second photo, it would have been taken in the acceptance engineer's office, would it?
It's quite possible. It looks as if there's a map of Europe in the background. It would probably have been in one of their offices, yes.
And when we were chatting earlier, you said that Jack Hobbs's son Malcolm also worked at Fielding's, and that he came and worked in the drawing office, which is where you worked.
Yeah, he did for a little while. I'm not quite sure how long he was there. I don't think it was very long. Whether it may have been part of his apprenticeship, I don't know. But I do remember on one occasion when the blood transfusion people came and set up in the canteen, as they did every 9 months or whatever. And I said to Malcolm one day, "Are you going to give blood?" And he said, no, I'm not. I said, "Well, why not?" I said, "Young, healthy lad, 18-year-old like you." And anyway, eventually I persuaded him to go. Well, that was a big mistake, because I'm not quite sure what transpired, whether they couldn't find a vein or what. And whether they did manage to take some blood eventually, but I think he fainted, and then they took him home, and he was away for a little while. And during his absence, Jacobs came along into the office, and he said, "Who was the rotten so?" Because Jack never swore. Who was a rotten so and so who sent Malcolm up to give blood? And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hobbs, but it was me." Well, he said, he's very poorly at home, and he won't be back for a couple of days. So I don't think I've ever recommended anybody to give blood since, but I did my best.
And what was Jack like as a gentleman? You said that he never sweared, so he was very clean-mouthed and very mild-mannered, was he?
Oh, he made his point. You know, if he didn't like somebody or he didn't like something being done, he'd say so. But he just didn't swear. But nice gentleman.
And is there anything else about these two photos that you'd like to add, John?
But Frank Bullock, who died only a little while ago, he went on and he took over from where Jack Hobbs left off, in charge of the acceptance engineers.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, John.